Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The fools of the Ummah in Al-Rashid's capital, a tempest in a teapot. On Saturday, May 17, 2025, the 34th Arab Summit was held in Baghdad. Its final statement called on the international community to implement UN Security Council resolutions regarding the aggression on Gaza, it stressed the need to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza and affirmed the centrality of the Palestinian cause and absolute support for the rights of the Palestinian people. The statement also called for a political solution to end the conflict in Sudan. It also condemned the attacks of the Jewish entity on Syria and spoke of the need to move forward with a comprehensive transitional political process in Syria. It also welcomed U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement to lift sanctions on Syria. The statement expressed support for Lebanon in maintaining its security, stability, and territorial integrity. It reiterated the support for the Presidential Council in Yemen, backed the government's efforts to achieve reconciliation, and endorsed international and regional efforts aimed at reaching a comprehensive political solution to the Yemen crisis. For more than a month, the Iraqi government has been busy preparing for this summit, with financial expenditures amounting to $600 million. The media has been highlighting its importance as if it were a healing balm for the Ummah's wounds. However, this is what the summit, like its predecessors, produced. Decisions all within the framework of we demand, we condemn, we support, we welcome. Decisions that do not repel an aggressor or repel an enemy. This is the state of the Muslims, as they live under the rule of the fools whom the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned against. Ahmed narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Ka'b ibn Ujra, أعاذك الله من إمارة السفهاء قال وما إمارة السفهاء قال أمراء يكون بعدي لا يقتدون بهدي ولا يستنون بسنتي فمن صدقهم بكذبهم وعانهم على ظلمهم فأولئك ليسوا مني ولست منهم ولا يردون على حوضي ومن لم يصدقهم بكذبهم ولم يعنهم على ظلمهم فأولئك مني وأنا منهم وسيردون على حوضي. I commend you to Allah to protect you from the rulership of the foolish. He asked what that was, and Allah's messenger replied, after my time, governors will rise, whose falsehood will be believed, and who will be assisted in their oppression by those who enter their presence. They have nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with them. And they will never come down to me at the pond. But they who do not enter their presence, believe their falsehood, and help them in their oppression, those belong to me, and I belong to them, and those ones will come down to me at the pond. These fools, who have lost even the chivalry of pre-Islamic times, respond to the brutal killing of innocent Muslims, their displacement and the destruction of their lands committed by the kuffar, Hindus, Buddhists, Crusaders, and Jews with pointless words and slogans. Moreover, they embolden the kuffar to be persistent and brutal in their brutal attacks against Muslims. This has been the case with Arab summits. From the first summit held in 1946 to this one, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is the last summit for these traitorous fools. Not once have we witnessed a solution to a problem. Indeed, it is the same problem. The recognition and consolidation of borders created by the Kafir colonizers and fragmented states that were previously united with a single honorable ummah whose actions preceded its words. O Ummah of Islam, O Ummah of Tawheed, monotheism, and guidance, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to give our wealth to fools, how can we give them power and authority in addition to it? O Muslims, you are in need of an imam, a shield, behind whom you can fight and by whom you can be protected. A just, pious, and pure imam who establishes Allah's law, whose messages shake the foundations of disbelief, who threatens the disbelievers for their aggression. The answer is what you see, not what you hear. Gaza cannot be saved by UN Security Council resolutions. The Jewish attacks on Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen cannot be stopped by condemnation. Rather, the solution is to mobilize in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to raise up banners and to mobilize armies in response to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in compliance with Allah's words, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الذين يقولون ربنا اخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. And what is it with you? You do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed men, women, and children who cry out, Our Lord, deliver us from this land of oppressors. Appoint for us a savior, appoint for us a helper, all by your grace. An-Nisa 75. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Iraq.